So the Gemara Kufei Amaralf is talking about the din of eating before Kiddush. And the Gemara says a Maisa that there is a bunch of Amoraim, they're sitting around eating Friday afternoon, having a Suda, continuing into Shabbos. And basically the Maskana of the Gemara is that they have to stop by Shkia, because once Shkia comes, it's an Issa Achila before Kiddush, and Alari before Kiddush, and therefore they have to stop the Suda and make Kiddush, only then they could continue. So it's Mavur that, number one, there's an Issa Achila before Kiddush, which we all know, but the bigger chiddush is that even if you started eating before the zman is, or you're hischilu behater, afal picha, and you have to be mafsik once the zman of kiddush comes. And this is also, this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, some Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber says that if one is eating mibayad yoyim, they start eating on Friday before Shabbos, and then it's kiddush ayayim, and it becomes Shabbos, comes shkia, which is the time of kiddush, you're mechuv to be mafsik, and there's an isra achila until you're mekadosh. So there's a regular Issa Achila before Kiddush, but not only that, even though you're Maskel Beheter, you started eating before the Zman of Kiddush, still there's a Chiyuv to stop eating and make Kiddush. So the Kasha is, which the Rishonim really ask, is that why is this different than all of the mitzvahs? By all mitzvahs, the halacha is that if you have a every mitzvah, the Raisa, the Rabbanim, there's an Issa Achila before the mitzvah, before Lulav, before Ner Chanukah, before Davening, Kriyas Shema Tefillah. We always have an Issa Achila before the mitzvah, and usually a half hour before as well. But the halacha is that if you start your suda way before the Zman Mitzvah, if you're Maskel Beheter, then you're allowed to continue eating even though the Zman Mitzvah came. So that's the Heter, Ischilu Beheter. So why, when it comes to Kiddush, does this Heter not apply? Why do we say that even though you're Maskel Beheter in Boed Yoyim, Afal Pichin, once it comes to the Zman of Kiddush, is a Chiv to be Mafsek, Luchari, we should have this Heter, Ischilu Beheter, like we do by any other mitzvah? Why is Kiddush more Chomer than Shar Mitzvahs? So the Magen Avraham in Reish Ayin Aleph brings down the Ran, who asks his kasha. The Ran is in two places, in the third parak of Sukkah and in the first parak of Shabbos. And he asks us, why is Kiddush different than other mitzvahs? Why is there a chiyuv to be mafsik, even though you're maskel behater? And Zok the Ran, he says that Shani Hacha over here is different, that Kiddush mekame suda iskin ubemakam suda. He says Kiddush is different because Kiddush was mesukin bemakam suda, is a din of Kiddush makam suda, and it should be before the suda. Those are the words of the Ran, which a little bit hard to understand what he means exactly. What does Kiddush Makom Suda have to do with not eating before Kiddush? And where do you find that Kiddush was Masukin to be before the Suda? So it's not so clear exactly what the Ran means with his teretz, but that's what he says. But the Ikka Kasha on the Ran is Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha, which I want to focus on. Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Ran, he's really asking on his Kasha more than his teretz. So Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't understand B'chol Bol Kasha the Ran. The Ran has a Kasha, Taisus has his Kasha. Why are we more machin by Kiddush at Ischilu Mafsikin, not like other mitzvahs, and once you began before the Zman, it's mutter to continue? And the Ran says, Terence, whatever it is, but effectively, Rabbi Kiveger says, I don't even understand the whole kasha of the Ran. He says, the Chilik Luchar is Pasha. He says, by other mitzvahs, what's pshat in Isra Achila? Why can't you eat before Lamashol Mitzvahs Lulav? You're not allowed to eat before Lulav, the Gemara says, because we're afraid Shema Yishkach. If you eat, you're going to get carried away with your eating, and you're going to forget to be Noit Lulav. We're afraid you're not going to do the mitzvah with them. Before Kriya Shema Tefillah, it's always a chashash Shema Yishkach, it's some type of Isser Shechacha, therefore you're not allowed to eat before you do the mitzvah. So it's not an Isser Be'atzim, it's a Gzeira that you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. But by Kiddush, Dr. Bikveger, by Kiddush is an Isser Batzmusa. It's not a chashash you're going to forget, the Achila itself is Asser. He says, Achila Batzmusa Isser, the Achila itself is the Isser, and about the Achila itself is the Isser, then about it, there's no makom to say that if it's chilu beheter, you can be mafsik. By other mitzvahs, where it's only a gezerah, don't eat, because if you eat, you might forget to do the mitzvah. So over there, Yikidir Chazal said, well, if you're maskel bezman haheter, we're not going to be matrichi to stop your suda and finish eating, because it's not really an issa, it's only a chashash you're going to forget. So over here, we'll be samach, you won't forget, and we'll allow you to eat. But by Kiddush, where it's an issa achila be'etzim, because Chazal said, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, some type of isser, not issa chefza, but there's an issa achila, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So every bite that you take is an isser. So how can one say, if it's chilu beheter, therefore it should be mutter? What does my haschala before have to do with now? And right now, when I'm eating before Kiddush, I'm doing an isser. Achila before Kiddush, avada that should be aser. So Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't even understand what's the kasha the Ran, what's the havamina to ask such a kasha. L'chari the teretz is pashit. Kiddush is different because there's an isser achila be'etzim. So that's his kasha. I want to try to be miyashiv his kasha, try to understand what exactly he means to ask over here. So the first question on B'kvegir is what does he mean? How does he know this? Mechi tesi there's an issa achila be'etzem by Kiddush. Maybe not. Maybe it's the same as any other mitzvah that you can't eat because we're afraid you're going to forget. Where does he get this from? There's some type of issa achila be'etzem. That seems to be pashutin. So now let's go back to the Ran. The Ran said a teretz that the reason why we're more machim by Kiddush is because Kiddush is b'makam suda iskin and mekami suda. Kiddush is mesukin to be done before the suda and b'makam suda. So the first question on the Ran is, what is the fact that Kiddush is b'makam suda have to do with issa achila before Kiddush? That just means that you need a suda to make your Kiddush into a Kiddush. That doesn't mean that you can't eat before the Kiddush. So that's not so move on what the Ran means with that. And number two, where he says Kiddush is mesukin to be before the suda, also shver. Number one, where do you find that? We don't really find anywhere that there's a chiyuv to make Kiddush before the suda nafka. You know, you make Kiddush, needs a suda, but you don't find there's a din mekami suda. And even if there is some type of din that you have to have Kiddush before your suda, so make Kiddush before the suda later on. Why does that mean I have to stop eating now? Where does that? How does that translate into an iser achila before Kiddush? So that's a shaila. What exactly does the Ran mean with these svaras over here? So I think what the beer in the Ran is, and the Chiddush Anshei Shem is mashmak this a little bit in Shabbos and his Haggais on the Ran, that the Ran is saying like this. He's saying there's a din of Kiddush Makam Suda, which we all know to mean that the Suda is a din in the Kiddush. Kiddush needs a Suda to make the Kiddush into a Kiddush. If you don't have a Suda, your Kiddush is not valid, it's not a good Kiddush. That is pretty much muskum in what Kiddush Makam Suda means. But there is another Mahalach in Kiddush Makam Suda, both in the Rishayim and in Achrayim, that there's another din in Kiddush Makam Suda, which it's not a din in the Kiddush, but it's a din in the Suda. Not that the Kiddush needs a Suda to be a good Kiddush, but the Suda needs a Kiddush to be a good Suda. The Suda Shabbos needs a Kiddush to turn it into a Shabbos Suda. In other words, the Achil of Shabbos has to be L'Shem Shabbos, has to be Nikr, that it's for Shabbos, has to be a Kvias of Shabbos. So without Kiddush, it's just a regular meal. Kiddush is Kaveya, it sort of sets the tone of the meal, that this is a Shabbos Suda. You're Mekadosh the Shabbos and you're Kaveya, that this is a Shabbos Suda. So the Suda needs the Kiddush to make the Suda into a Shabbos Suda. Yeah, Pashas is both. That's how Moshe learns. There's two dinim, but yeah, I think Pashas is definitely the first din, but L'chari Yisif in the Ran, that there's also the second din. The Kiddush Makam Suda means that the Suda needs a Kiddush. And Mimela, since the Suda needs a Kiddush, that's where we get this other din. The Kiddush was Mesukin Mekame Suda. The Kiddush has to come before the Suda. Outs Suda B'makam Kiddush, meaning outs then the Kiddush needs the Suda. You don't have to do the Kiddush before, you can do it after, Taisa says. It could work backwards, it doesn't necessarily have to be before. But also the din of the Suda requiring a Kiddush, you need to do the Kiddush before to be Kaveh, that this is a Shabbos Suda. That is a Gufa Mechadish, the Kiddush has to be before the Suda. And I think the Ran is taking it a step further, and the Ran is saying that it's not only your main Suda, but any Achila you do on Shabbos has to be, like we see in the sugya over here, that there's Shabbos is kavel ma'aser, even an achilas arai becomes an achilas kava. Any achila that you do is achila chashuva and has to be done l'shem Shabbos. So the same way you can't have a suda without kiddush, because then it's just a chol suda, it's not a Shabbos suda. You can't have any achila on Shabbos without a kiddush, because then it's just a regular choldik achila. You have to have kiddush before you eat to be kaveya that this achila is a Shabbos dek achila. That's the din of kiddush was mesukin b'makam suda and mekami suda to turn that achila into a Shabbos Dika Achila. So that, I think, was what the Ran means. That's why Kiddush is different than all of the mitzvahs, that it's not just a din Shem Yishkach, but you can't eat before Kiddush because you're being mevatel the whole din of Kiddush. Kiddush is Mesukin, that has to be the first Achila to be Kaveh what your Suda is. That's the Chayim Shan on the Ran. So now if we go back to Rabbi Kveger was tanning on the Ran, why do you need, what's this all kasha? The Chayim Kiddush is different because there's an Isra Achila Be'etzem, it's not just a Shashem Yishkach. And the question is, what's the pshat in that iser? Where does Rabbi Kveger get that from? Why should Kiddush be an iser achila ba'atzim? So I would think that the pshat in Rabbi Kveger is goof what the Ran is saying. What the Ran is saying, the reason why Kiddush is an iser achila ba'atzim. Why is it that there's a different iser achila more than other mitzvahs? Because there's a din, the Kiddush has to be your first thing on Shabbos to be kaveh all your achilas on Hashem Shabbos. In Mela, there's an iser ba'atzim to eat before Kiddush, not just because you might forget to do Kiddush, but there's something more fundamental over here. If you eat before Kiddush, that means it wasn't a Shabbos dek achila, it was a vachid dek achila, and it's not the way an achila on Shabbos should be. That's why Kiddush has to be before. So what the Ran is saying is really the svara behind Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger is saying it's an iser achila ba'atzim, so I think the Ran is masking for that, and that's good for what he means. And that's why I think that would be the answer to Rabbi Kveger's kasha on the Ran and on the Magen Avram, Why doesn't he just say it's a Nisa Achila Batsim? That is what he's saying. He's saying the Lamdus behind it. Why is there a Nisa Achila Batsim over here? It's because Kiddush is Malkam Suda, and Kiddush has to be the Haskal of your meal to Shtalavak that this is a Shabbosika Suda. So what I'm saying basically is, Rebbe Vega is standing on the Ran, is good for what the Ran means, which really ends up being a Kasha on Rebbe Vega. So what's Rebbe Vega asking on the Ran? L'chaira, you know, if you understand, if you try to understand what the Ran means, he's clearly saying there's a svara why there's an Isra Achila Be'etzem before Kiddush. It's not just a Gzer Shem Yishkach, which is good for what Rebbe Vega is trying to say. So what does Rebbe Vega want from the Ran? What's wrong with what he said? That's what he's being masmered. But the Ran should just say there's some type of Isra Achila before Kiddush, Isra Achila Be'etzem, Mechitesi. Where do you find such a thing? What would be the svara in that? The Ran is being masmered. Why that's true? So that's good for what the Ran is saying. So it's Tzarechian what Rebbe Kivega really means to ask on the Ran. Rebbe Kivega seems to be assuming there's some external Isra Achila Batsim before Kiddush other than the Svar of the Ran. Where do you see that and what would that Svar be? So that's what I want to be Mazda now, really. What does Rebbe Kivega mean to ask? Rebbe Kivega asks Akashi, Blaib Tzarechian, obviously he knew what he was asking over here, and he didn't miss the boat in the Ran. He's not going to ask a kasha on the Ran if that's good what the Ran is saying. So what's the Havana in Rebbe Kivega? What does he mean to ask on the Ran? What's the aimik of his kasha? So if you're medayik in Rebbe Kivega, when he says this din of having an Issa Achila Be'etzem, he brings a rai. He says a rai that it's different than Issa Achila before other mitzvahs, because he says by other mitzvahs, it's only an Issa Shem Yishkach. Why? Because we find that Te'ima Ba'alma is mutter. A te'ima is mutter. Other mitzvahs, you can't have an achila, you can't have a suda, you can't have an achila skva, kebeah, whatever it is, but a te'ima, stama, a little bit of achila and shasiyah is 100% mutter. Why, Pashas? Because a little bit of te'ima ba'amu, we're not chayish Hashem yishkach, we're not afraid that you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. But Zakti B'Kvegar, by Kiddush, the halach is that even a te'ima is asr. So if a te'ima is asr, it's shver to say that they asr te'ima mishum Hashem yishkach. So why do they ask the team? Elamai, that should be a raya that there's something more fundamental over here. There's some type of Issa Achila Be'etzem. So that's a Bekvega's raya that there is an Issa Achila Be'etzem over here, not just the Gzer Shem Yishkach. But that also is L'chaira not Shver in the Ran, because the Ran will be maskim. Yeah, you're right, you see there's an Issa Achila Be'etzem from the fact that team has Aser, but why is that true? What's the svar of that? The svar is, like the Ran is saying, because Kiddush has to be the first thing that you do before any achila. So Bikvega is bringing a raya that there's an Issa Achila Batsim, but I still don't understand why is that a kasha on the Ran. The Ran is just giving the lamdas or the raya or the svara why there should be an Issa Achila Batsim. So it's still not moving l'chaira what Rebbe Kivega means to ask over here on the Ran. So that's a shaila. What does Rebbe Kivega mean? So what I want to say is that really Rebbe Kivega is asking a very good kasha over here on the Ran. And the teretz that I'm saying in the Ran does not really help to be mazur what's going on, because again I think the side of Rebbe Kivega's kasha is this musig of the Isser Te'ima that we find that by Kiddush is more chamer than other mitzvahs is an Isser Te'ima, not just achila, even Te'ima, and that translates into an Isser Achila Be'etzem. So I want to say, okay, but the Ran held that's gufa because of his din that Kiddush has to be before the Suda to be mekadosh as a Suda and make it into a Shabbosika Suda. But I think Rebbe Kivega's taina on me would be that's good Gabi Kiddush. But the Isser Te'ima, we know, is also Gabi Havdalah. Havdalah also, to move in the Gemara, the Zawi Paskin, that there's an Isser Te'ima before Havdalah. Havdalah is also more common than other mitzvahs. You can't be taim anything. The only exception is water. Maya is more kal. You're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. But Chutz Mimayim, Havdalah and Kiddush are equal. You can't be taim bichlal. So Havdalah also has this chaim of Kiddush at even Te'ima is also, which Lefir Rebbe Kivega translates into being an Isra Achila Be'etzem. So before Havdalah also you have this Isra Achila Be'etzem. So Lagabi Kiddush, you could say this all around, but Lagabi Havdalah, obviously that's not going to help to be Mazah. Why can't you eat before Havdalah? There's no type of, no din that Havdalah has to happen before your weekday Suda to be Mekadoshet. There's no Kedusha in your weekday Suda. So obviously there has to be a different part over there. So that, I think, is what's really behind Rebbe Kivega's Kasha. He's asking on the Ran, that we see that there's an Issa Te'ima both by Kiddush and Havdalah. And having an Issa Te'ima means that there's an Issa Achila Be'etzem, right? It's not just a Shasham Yishkach. And why is there an Issa Achila Be'etzem by Havdalah? It can't be because of the reason of the Ran of Kiddush Makam Suda. There's no din of Havdalah B'Makam Suda. Elamai, there's a Svar Chitzayna, there's some outside Svar over here that by Kiddush and Havdalah there's an Issa Achila Be'etzem. We don't know why, but there must be some other Svar. Whatever that Svar is, in fact, Rebbe Kivega, why can't we say that to explain why you why you have to be mafsik by Kiddush as opposed to other mitzvahs, why does Ran need to make up this new svara of Kiddush Makom Suda? That I think is the oimek of what Rabbi Kivega means to ask over here on the Ran. So I think now we understand what Rabbi Kivega was asking on the Ran. And the question is, so now what would be the teretz to Rabbi Kivega's kasha? Again, Rabbi Kivega is asking that you see that there's from the Isser Tima that there's a real Isser Achila over here. And if there's a real Isser Achila, even before Avdallah, obviously it's nothing to do with Kiddush Makom Suda, so why does the Ran need that new Svara? Just say there's some type of real Isser Achila Be'etzim, both by Kiddush and by Avdallah. Why does the Ran need to make up anything more? So I think that to answer the Ran, in the Magen Avram, you could say like this, that the Magen Avram holds Enechinam. He's masking to Rabbi Kivega, we find as an Isser Tima before Kiddush and before Avdallah. And Rabbi Kivega learns from that it must be an Isser Achila Be'etzim. But after the Ran held and the Magen Avram held, not like that. Maybe they hold it that's not Muchach that is an Isser Achila Be'etzim. Maybe it's the regular Isser of not eating before mitzvah because you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. But for some reason, there were more Machmir on these two mitzvahs, Kiddush and Avdallah, than other mitzvahs that even Te'ima is also. And in Bamis, I think the Magen Avram is Lashitasa. He says this Lahadia and Siman Reish Lamed Hei. The Magen Avram says, Reish Lamed Hei Dalad. He says, why? He asks his Kasha. He says, why are we more Machmir by Kiddush and Avdallah that Te'ima is also as opposed to other mitzvahs? And Zok the Magen Avram, he says, because L'dam L'Kiddush and Avdallah, the Asa Litam, the Hanu Iskin, Dafka B'Tchilas Halayla, B'Knisasa, U'B'Tziyasa. Zok the Magen Avram, very simple teretz. He says, the reason why we're more Machmir is because Kiddush and Avdallah are mitzvahs that have to be done at a specific time. They have to be done Kiddush in the beginning of Shabbos, Avdallah in the beginning of the Chayil, should be done right away in the beginning of the Laila. And since there's some beginning time, we're more machmer that even a team we shouldn't do, because maybe you're going to forget and push it off a little bit. Other mitzvahs, we're not afraid if you're going to delay it a little bit, you can push off lulav a little bit, there's no chesaron except for zviz and makdimin. And so a team is fine, but to have a real suda, that when we're machmer, we don't want you to forget to do a bichlam. But Kiddush and Avdallah, where there's a zman haschala, you have to do a bichilas alayla, we're more machmer that even a te'ima is going to be awesome. So the Magen Avraham himself seems to be saying pretty clearly over here that he's saying Lahadi, the Kiddush and Avdallah is the regular Isser of Shema Yishkach like any other mitzvah. Why is Tima Aser? Tima is Aser. We're more Machmir because there's this Haskal Zman of Knesset Halayla. But that doesn't tell us, and now it's an Isser Achila Be'etzem. It's not an Isser Achila Be'etzem. It's a regular Isser Shema Yishkach. And therefore that won't be Masber why you have to be mafsik for Kiddush. So now it makes sense why the Ran has to make up a new svara why you're mafsik for Kiddush because of Kiddush Makom Suda. So that I think would be pshan on the Ran. And Rabbi Kiveger is tanning on the Ran. Rabbi Kiveger understands the Isser Tima to be mechiyach, that there's an Isser Achila Be'etzim, but I'm saying in the Ran, in the Magen Avraham, maybe they held not like that. They held that it doesn't prove that there's an Isser Achila Be'etzim. It's vayter just a chashash amyishkach, or just more machmir because of this chashash of missing the haskalas hazman.
Why
did you say that why Mafsikin? Oh, very good. So that was the next thing I bothered with. So if we have this Magen Avraham Reish Lamed Hei, that should be enough to answer the kasha over here of the Ran of why you're Mafsik. You're Mafsik because it has to be done right away. Why does the Ran have to make up a new Svara of Kiddush Makom Suda? So that I think you could answer. Like we said before, then the Ran held that even though it's true that Kiddush has to be B'tchilas HaLaila, that's obviously not enough to tell me that you're mafsik, because even though by Kiddush HaLach is, if you eat before Shkia, you have to be mafsik by Shkia, but by Havdalah, we know that's not true. Havdalah, if you eat Shashut, it's during Shabbos, and you go past Shkia, there's no Chiyuv to bench. You can keep on eating as long as you want, even though you're at the Zman Havdalah, because by Havdalah, the Gemara says, HaLach is that his Chilu ain't mafsikin. So Havdalah is different than Kiddush in that aspect. But Afal Gav, that the Magen Avraham is equating them, Legabe, both of them have to be done B'tchilas HaLaila. So Legabe Te'ima, they both have an Isser Te'ima. But if you see that Havdalah, you don't have to be Mafsik, obviously the din of being done B'tchilas HaLaila is not enough to be Masber, why you have to be Mafsik. And therefore, Zak the Ran, you have to make up a new Svar of Kiddush Makom Suda. But when it comes to Te'ima, that would be a Svar of why Te'ima would be Aser by both of them. So then I think it would be the Hezbo and the Ran. But the kasha really is going to be, so now that ends up being a kasha in Rabbi Kivega. So what does Rabbi Kivega want? Rabbi Kivega again wants, is tanning on the Ran, oh, right, that why make up the new svar of Kiddush Makom Suda if you find that there's an Isser Tima by both of them, and Lafir B'Kivegas Havana, Isser Tima equals a Isser Achila B'Hatzim, right? That means that there's a real Isser Achila over here. And that should be enough to be Masber, why you have to be Mafsik by Kiddush as opposed to other mitzvahs. Because you have an Isser Achila B'Hatzim, other mitzvahs you don't, and that's why you have to be Mafsik. So now we have what you're asking should be Kasha and B'Kivegas. How could you say that that's a Hasber, why you have to be Mafsik by Kiddush? Because Havdalah also has an Isser Achila B'Hatzim before Havdalah, because even Tima is Asr. And Af al pi kan we see clearly la halacha, you don't have to be mafsik before Havdalah. So somehow you see that even though something could be an Isser Achila B'Atzem, still that doesn't mean they have to be mafsik. So maybe that's Shan and the Ran. The Ran said, yeah, I hear your Svara, B'Kivegar, but you see from Havdalah that you're wrong, and therefore I have to make up a new Svara. Why by Kiddush you have to be mafsik? So it's Vayta Shver and Rabbi Kivegar. How could he suggest that the Ran should say his Svara if you see from Havdalah itself, not like him? Chayetz Mucha from Avdala, even though there is an Isser Achila B'Atzem, still the din is in the Schilu Ein Mafsikin, so that would have been the din by Kiddush without the new Svar of the Ran. So that's a har on Rabbi Kivegar. What's he asking on the Ran if you see from Havdalah not like Rabbi Kivegar's Svar? So that I think the Teres of that Kash is, like the Rashbam says in our Sugya, and the Mishnah Berurah really brings this down in Hilchas Havdalah. The Rashbam says a Svar, that why Taka Ein Mafsikin by Havdalah? Why is Havdalah different than Kiddush? Kiddush, we stop by Shkia, even if we started before, but Shalshudis, we keep on going. So Dr. Ashvam, he says, because Zeo Kovet Shabbos, Shir Gremis Yudasa, Afla Acha Shehichshich. Dr. Ashvam, that's Gufa Kovet for Shabbos. If you're eating Shalshudis for Kovet Shabbos, and you continue, you go late, you have a long, big Suda, that itself is a Kovet for Shabbos, so that will be Daicha, the whatever Inyan there is, to be Mavdal right away. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you stop your Suda early, I think he's quoting the Magen Avram, it's like you're being Megayish the Melech. The Melech is with you at your Suda, and then you're like, you kick him out, and you say, no, I have to go now. So that Gufa would be a design to Shabbos. So I think Rabbi Kivegar understands the Isser Tima does mean that there's an Isser Achila B'Atzem. And when it comes to Kiddush, that is a good Svar, why you have to be Mafsik, even if you started before. Why by Havdalah? Don't you have to be Mafsik? That's a special din by Havdalah, because it would be a chutzpah, a bizarre for Shabbos to be mafsik, and it's fakir to cover for Shabbos to continue. So that's why over there it could be mamshich. But mashenkin, when it comes to Havdalah, over there, when it comes to Kiddush, lachar would be a good svar, and that's his kasha on the run. So what comes out over here, lachar, is that the machlaikas between Rabbi Kivegar and the Magen Avram and the Ran, you know, whether you could say Rabbi Kivegar's svar or not, really boils down to the one nakuda, that how do we understand this din of the fact that there's an Isser Te'ima before Kiddush and Havdalah as opposed to other mitzvahs? Is that Megala that there's a whole new type of Isser Achila over here, an Isser Achila Be'etzem, like Rabbi Kivegar says? Or is it just the regular din of Shami Yishkach, which is more Machmir because there's a Tchila Zman? That's what the Machlekes would boil down to. Which is the last Ha'ar on Rabbi Kivegar is that, number one, L'chayr from the Magen Avram himself, you see not like Rabbi Kivegar. Rabbi Kivegar is understanding that there's an Isser Achila B'Atzem, but the Magen Avram in Reish Lamed Hey says pretty much Lahadia that the reason why we're Makban Antima is because there's a Zman Tchila Salayla B'Knisa V'Yetziya, and therefore we're Makbid even Antima. The Magen Avram seems to be saying it's not an Isser Achila B'Atzem, it's regular Gzer Shem Yishkach. So how could Rabbi Kivegar is asking on the Magen Avram, when the Magen Avraham himself in Reish Lamed Hey seems to answer his kasha, and Rabbi Kivegar himself is mitzayin this Magen Avraham in Reish Lamed Hey in his kasha, he brings it down for a different reason, but he's mamish going on it, so it's a shugel pella that he's understanding the Magen Avraham, not kafi how the Magen Avraham himself explains himself in Reish Lamed Hey. Also, the other ha'ar on Rabbi Kivegar is that after all said and done, whatever his rayas are, that there's an Isser Achila B'Atzem over here, what's the beer in that? What should be this? What's the svara behind this Isser Achila B'Atzem? By Kiddush, you have the Ran, but when it comes to Havdalah, to say there's an Isser Achila B'Atzem before Havdalah, Lachar needs beer. What's the pshat in this Isser Achila B'Atzem before Havdalah? So, if you look in the Makar Chaim from the Nesivis and Hilchos Pesach, he brings down this Magen Avraham, and he says a Hesber, which I think this must be how Rabbi Kivegar is learning. I'll just read you what he says. He says that, Nira the Mashikas of a Magen Avraham, Mesimun Reish Lamed Hey, Diniska Metchila. This is what the Magen Avraham says, that the reason why we're Machmer and Tima is because it was Niska Metchila Salayla, both Kiddush and Havdalah. Eina Kavana da Kiddush Niska Metchila Salayla. It doesn't mean the Kiddush has to be said right away, like I was understanding it. Din Kain Hayo Asa Loma Kedim Kiddush, because that would mean there should be an Isser Limud. It's just like Dikas Chametz, you can't learn before Dikas Chametz, you might miss the Zman. There should be an Isser Limud before Kiddush. We got my Atzachel Kaddush Metchila Salayla, Dafka, we should find a Din, the after my Kiddush right away. We don't find these Dina by Kiddush. So to learn the Magen Avraham Kipshutai, that it has to be done with Tchilas Halayla, doesn't really, it's not true halacha. He says, Ela kavana diniska netchila shum achila. L'kach asar filu b'tima. So the Makar Chaim, what the Magen Avraham means is that Kiddush was mesukin to be the first achila of your night. Mashek and Bechametz is not like that. It's only Shami Yimashech. So he's touching the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham does not mean it's not a shayla of zman, that it has to be done right away. So we're machmer to ima. But he's saying that there's something b'din in Kiddush. A Kiddush was mesukin to be the first achila of your laila. That was the takana, the stomach to give chashivas to Kiddush. Kiddush should be your first achila, your first shesiyah, the first thing you eat or drink on Shabbos should be Kiddush. And who didn't have Havdalah, the first achila or shesiyah you do once the Zman Havdalah came should be Havdalah. That kufa is a chashivas to Havdalah, that is the first achila you do and nothing else. So it's not Shemi Yishkach, it's not that don't eat before because you're going to get carried away. And it's not a part of Kiddush Makom Suda, it's a new svara that out the chashivas of Kiddush and Havdalah, once the Zman comes, that has to be your first achila. You can't do any achila before that. Achila of Kiddush or Achila of Havdalah. I think that's how Rabbi Kiveger must have understood the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham does not mean a Shema Yishkach and we're more Machmer and Tehima. He's saying Gavart that the first Achila of your night is Kiddush, the first Achila is Havdalah, and Mimela, that's Mechayib, this din of Shema Yishkach, of even Isser Tehima, and that's what Rabbi Kiveger refers to as an Isser Achila Be'etzim. So it's a Kiddush from the Makar Chaim, but this is the how Rabbi Kiveger understands the Magen Avraham, that the Kiddush and Havdalah themselves are Mechayib that you can't eat before, because that would take away from the godless of Kiddush and Havdalah. And I think there's a Gmaldik right to this from the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish, in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, in Mitzvah of Kiddush. The Chinuch goes through all the dinim of Kiddush. He mentions some of the dinim Darabanan as well, but the Chinuch says that the tachlis of the Mitzvah of Kiddush, like the Chinuch, is to be Meshabech Shabbos, and he says that it's to be Ma'aras, to do it in a way where we're Nesaira from the Kiddush of Shabbos. And he says that's why Chazal, either Chazal or the Torah, mechayev us to do it aliyayin, because he says it's yadua that there's nothing which is ma'ir the adam teva adam misarib by harbe shusayid misamech. Yayin is something which really gets a person going, gets your juices flowing. It's misamech, and that will give that gives a chashivus to Shabbos. And then the Chinuch continues, and he says main tzarich lasis tam al chayvam isanu shebekes revius. Says I don't need to explain to you why you need a revius of yayin dafka. Why can't it be just a little bit? The pakas mizashir in a roi v'leisari leiv adam alav. Less than a revius is not enough wine. That's not enough to be ma'ira a match. And zakta chinuch. That's also the reason asher chivunim b'hadachas akais. You have to wash the cup. V'shikadosh makam suda. These are all to be ma'ira the person. And then he adds v'shloi litum klum ashiyakadosh. And also that's the reason why you're not allowed to be time anything ashiyakadosh. It's for the same reason. Kol ze anfei sharish ha'hisaris shamarti. So it's a shtickle pella. The chinuch of here is being masver, the Indian of yayin. Yayin is to be ma'ar the adam. And because we want a hisaris, it has to be a revius, it has to be a certain shir. And then he throws in, and that's also the reason for the iser te'ima, kaidim kiddush. You can't be time anything on shir kaddush to be ma'ar the adam. So obviously he's not learning it's a din of shami yishkach of all the mitzvahs, or else that's nothing, not something miyuchad to the hisaris of kiddush. And he can't even mean that it's a vart of kiddush makam suda like the ran, that the Kiddush is Mekadosh the Suda, because that's a din of the Suda, that's not a din of the Kiddush. If he's saying that this is a chelik of the Hisaris of Kiddush, I think the Chinuch is saying the Santa Bevart that Mitzad Kiddush itself, there has to be an Isser Te'ima, because if you're eating the whole day before Kiddush and then you have a cup of wine, that's not does not make a reshim on you. If you don't eat anything before the Kiddush or the Havdalah, that's your first achila of that Zman, that gives a chashivas to the wine, and that itself is Mechayiv this din of an Isser Te'ima, to be Machshav the Kiddush and be Machshav the Havdalah, and that's what. That I think is the pshat in Rabbi Kiveger. So just to sum it all up, there seems to be three possible hesberim on what the Isser Achila before Kiddush is, and possibly before Havdalah. One is that it's the regular Isser Achila before mitzvahs, achshashim and yishkach, we're afraid to forget. Number two, that at least by Kiddush, that it's a din of Kiddush makom suda to give chashivas to your suda, that every Achila that you do on Shabbos has to happen after Kiddush, not before Kiddush. And number three, like Rabbi Kiveger and the Makar Chaim and the Chinuch seem to be learning that it's a din in the Kiddush itself, that to be machsh of the Kiddush and the Havdalah, it has to be done in a way where no achila took place before the Kiddush and the Havdalah.
Well,
then it's not that it's a Kiddush.
But is there a matir also for your drink, a Coke?
If you have Kiddush without a Suda, you're not. It's not a Kiddush, it's not matir anything. The Pashas.
So you make Kiddush on the shoulder, I make Kiddush out in the morning, I'm not going to have a drink of soda, unless you know I'm going to have a cake also?
Right. I mean, you're allowed to drink before the cake. It could come afterwards, but then you have to know that you're going to have a suda. If you're not going to have a suda, then it's not Kiddush. It's like Stam Dvarim and Betelim.
What do you do on Pesach?
In Pesach, you, know, you have either another Revius or you have...
So I'm saying, like, Rots. Everyone.
Even yeah, we don't have a Kiddush and Shul on Pesach. But
sure that have a Kiddush on Pesach.
Yeah.
Everyone has to drink wine.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
You have to have two Revius wine?
It's a machlekes. If you need Melechat Chil, or Machmir should have two, one besides without Revius. Or if you could find some type of Mezainis, then you have Mezainis. But yeah, that's it's a big problem. It's not so possible having Kiddush on Pesach. But if you don't do that in a chinam, it's not you're not yitzah kiddush. I mean, the mishwar I think is mekel b'diavad for a chayla. If you can't, maybe you can be samech on shittas that works. But the pasha said it's your kiddush not a kiddush unless you have a makom suda.
Your
yeah.
Everyone
you need to do one for your